It's time for another Carbon County School District update, and joining us in the studio today, we have Principal Dina Wise from Broom Point Elementary, and she's also brought along a special guest, Daniel Baer. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. He's an art specialist. Last time we talked to Daniel, he was with the Castle Valley Center. So we got a great set for you right now. Principal Wise up on the mic. It's great to get you in today. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Jordan. Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure. I always look forward to these school district updates because it's neat to see what you guys are doing within the schools. And I know this is a kind of a squirrely time of the year, isn't it? Because it's the holiday season, and I'm sure kids act a little weird because I act weird at work. So I'm sure the kids do.
Yeah, we're excited, and we have a thousand things going on. In fact, as I was jotting down my notes for things to share today, I was like, man, we have to talk fast today because we have a lot of great things going on at Broom Point I want to share with you today.
Well, let's get rolling. Let's start by talking about the Rising Raptors.
Yeah, so that is our after-school program. We're servicing 33 students through that program after school. They eat dinner with us, and they go to different clubs and activities. We have a pottery club, a Lego robotics. They're learning how to play the ukuleles. We've had a parent night to show off their work, and as well as academic spelling, writing, just encompassing everything. And the kids are really having a great time. And our after-school ladies are just doing a phenomenal job of running that program for us. So we're super excited about that.
You talk about the students having a great time. What type of evolvement have you seen in the classroom that you can directly correlate to these after-school programs?
Well, I know in the beginning we were just getting off the ground, and it was more like the pottery and the crafts and arts, the Lego robotics, but our focus wasn't so much on interventions and academics. But recently we've started plugging that into the program, and the teachers are just raving about how much better their students are doing on their spelling quizzes and just the writing that they're doing, and how that is really boosting those students who sometimes their parents work, they don't have a lot of help at home, and so the Rising Raptors program is boosting that for those students who don't have help at home to get their homework completed.
Talking to you off of the cuff, you mentioned the CARE Coalition. This sounded like it was very informative, very cool.
Yeah, we have, through the State Office of Education, we have a curriculum called Prevention Dimension, and Steve James has written a bunch of songs that go along with that curriculum to prevent violence and drug abuse. And him and his wife Lisa came down and performed a town hall concert with our students, which is very interactive, really upbeat songs, and every class got to participate in that. And we had a huge turnout. Our parents came out, and then after the concert we provided free bingos, and we did sell concessions. So we just had a really interactive, fun family night to give our students and our families a fun thing to do in the evening. So that was really great.
Recently, it was Veterans Day, and you guys held a Veterans Day program, the second annual.
Yes. Yeah, we decided last year that we really needed to educate our students on what veterans were, so our student council presented a presentation. We had our local Cub Scouts this year presented the colors for us. Our Rising Raptors sang the national anthem for us. And then each student earlier in the week had taken home a little mini poster to fill out about their veteran, who they were, what branch of the military they served in. We invited local veterans in, and as we went through the branches of the military, they stood up and we honored them. And then after that, we had the Lions Club. We did our first inaugural Constitution B, and we had three ladies that won that. We had Loyal Martinez took first place, Jersey Wayman took second place, and Annabella LaFontaine took third place in that. So that was, you know, really fun to bring in that at the same time as our Veterans Day program.
No slight to the spelling bee, but the Constitution bee just sounds like it would be very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, and it's pretty tough because there are a set. They get a little pamphlet that teaches you all about the Constitution, and then there are a set of questions in the back that go along with that. But once they've gone through all those questions, then they're deeper questions. They can be anything. So the students really don't know when they get to those higher level questions what they're going to be asked about. So they really do need to know the Constitution well to win the B. So yeah, it was really fun. And they also performed some songs during the Constitution B. So
very neat. Very neat. You did mention that the assemblies have been absolutely fantastic at Broom Point.
Yeah, we've had Ballet West. We also had, which was a huge hit, we had Carbon High Marching Band come out and perform for us, trying to boost their band program, and went through each section of the band and what the students play. And so that really revved up our students about what they wanted to do when they grew up. And we do have an after-school music program that teaches keyboarding and violin, so that really helped to get them excited to participate in our after-school music program.
Before I let you go, Principal-wise, you got to introduce Daniel Bear, who's going to join us, and okay. Tell us what he's doing with the elementary school right
okay,
now.
I just have to throw in one more
absolutely.
Thing. Carbon High varsity basketball team called us, and they want to come out and read to our students and present a signed, an autographed basketball for our students, and we are really excited to have them come and interact with our students and get our students excited about one day being carbon dinos.
So, very neat.
Yeah, and then we have Daniel Bear, and we are just stoked to have him in our building. He's got some great ideas about how we can integrate art into our curriculum. The teachers are super excited to co-teach with him. So go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, let's bring in Daniel. It's the second time that we've talked to Daniel over the last couple of days. Daniel, great to get you back in today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing within the school now at Broom Point. Is it kind of the same thing that you were doing at the Castle Valley Center?
Yeah, it's a little bit. So right now I'm just making that transition from the Castle Valley Center into the Broom Point. And I've been working with the teachers and trying to come up with ideas right now. And what I've kind of came up with is for third grade, what we're going to do is pendulum paintings. And we're going to be learning about force and gravity. And then during fourth grade, what we're going to do is we're going to bring in some soil scientists, Christy Bear, my wife, and Jed Bodily from the NRCS to join us and help out with that project. And we're still figuring out the art side of it, but definitely get some professionals in there to help out. So that's exciting.
It seems like you have one of the coolest jobs in the district.
Oh, no doubt. It is. It's the best.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. The kids love it. It just, yeah, no, I can't say anything bad about it for sure.
So what's your take on Broom Point?
Oh, man, it's a small school. Everybody out there, like parents, put your mind at ease. They are taking care of your kids out there. No doubt, it is one of the best schools I've seen. It's a small school. Everyone's getting a good amount of attention. And it's just a fantastic place to be learning. And they give a lot of opportunities for furthering education more than most schools can give. So,
Principal Wise is pretty cool, too.
Yeah, she does.
She does. Yeah,
yep.
She does.
No doubt.
We love getting Principal Wise in here. Well, Daniel, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Yeah, just the kind of little plug that I would like to make.
Absolutely.
During the light parade on December 2nd, December 3rd, we're going to be exhibiting Sally Morrow's artwork at the Untitled Gallery. So if you are going to be there during that time, please make a plan to come over and see the students' work from Sally Morrow. They got some really good stuff in there, so they would love to have you.
Fantastic. Daniel, thank you again for coming down here and talking a little bit about what you're doing within the schools. It was great to have you and Principal Wise in.
Yep. Thanks again, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.